Okay, so today we are talking with Jasmine Deshay. Do you have a nickname? Do you go by Jazzy?
I
Just
just I go
Jasmine.
by anything. Jasmine, Jazzy, Jay, Kareen,
Okay.
Car,
Okay.
Jasmine Car, all the things.
Yeah, nice. And I think we first met, I mean, years ago. We met up for coffee at Tough Cookie back when they were on the river.
Yes.
And I think we had just followed each other on Instagram or something. And I think you were, I don't know, we reached out and we need to meet in person. So we had some coffee and you were in the process, I think, of starting building your home, which are y'all in now? Are you still doing that?
Well, we're still building. Yes, we're still
Yeah.
building, but
Yeah.
we are in it. We are in it. It's,
Perfect.
as you know, it's a process. So,
Yes.
thank God we're there.
Yes. Yes.
5 years
Yes.
later.
Yeah. And your husband's originally from Bastrop, right?
He is a, what do y'all call it? A Bastropian? Yes, he is
Bastropian.
from a
Yes.
Bastrop, born and raised, graduated high school. His family's here. Yes, I
Yeah.
am not from here, but he is definitely
Right.
from here. Deep
Right,
root.
right, right. Perfect, perfect. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about and I see all the things you're doing, the wonderful things, and I get to see you every once in a while out and about, but I love that you're offering the styling piece and just going in and styling women, I think is incredible. And I know you've added on some pieces since we've talked, but tell me a little bit about that and that business and what you're doing there.
Yes, so I am a personal stylist by trade. I have been styling for years. I've always been into fashion. I literally in high school, I played sports. So I was volleyball, basketball, ran track, but when I was off the court, off the track or whatever, I literally was in heels and skirts and the girly girl things. Even as an athlete, which is not your typical like athlete attire. So I've always been into fashion, went to school for fashion merchandising. I did internships for a designer in Dallas. So I've always been into fashion. And so after I graduated, I didn't go right into fashion because back then that wasn't, I mean, it was hard to get a job. I was just trying to say yes to anything. And then someone basically told me to go into retail. And that was really kind of my first, tap into like being amongst clothes all the time and like dealing with clients or customers. And so shout out to Buckle because I literally, I don't even know if I
Oh.
about it. Shout out to Buckle because they really showed me like a different type of culture of selling,
Oh, nice.
and really building a wardrobe. And so even from there, I was styling people. People would come in and say, hey, I've got pictures, I've got, family photos that I need to do, or I need to do,
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
seeing my husband for the first time, coming, and he's coming back from overseas. And like that was, I got excited because I'm like, oh my gosh,
Yeah.
I'm choosing an outfit for somebody who is going, it's going to be an impact on their life. They're going to have photos, they're going to have, and so for me, it was really exciting. And so then fast forward, I became a celebrity assistant stylist. So I did the whole celebrity thing. And that was
Fun.
great.
Okay, tell me about that. Where were you when you were doing that? Where were you
I
located?
moved to Dallas, kind of in between my Nordstrom career. I pretty much was like, okay, I'm going to go to Nordstrom and I'm going to become a stylist. And so I moved to Dallas because I thought that I was applying for the stylist position in Dallas, and I wasn't. It was just a regular sales girl position.
Okay.
But while I was there, I was taking classes on how to become a celebrity stylist,
Wow.
how to get into the industry. And I started following this guy who was a celebrity stylist. And so, long story short, we connected, and then I became his assistant. And I did that for a little while, and kind of realized that I just love women and
Yeah.
everyday people. Celebrities, they're great and they have their own, their own deal. But I really felt more of a draw to people who really need, have a need to get dressed and not just they just have to get dressed because that's a part of like their everyday,
Yeah.
their everyday thing, right?
Right, right,
Or they wanted to build their confidence. That's what I really wanted to tap into. And so then I kind of ventured out to do my own styling business. And so then I moved back to Austin and actually became a stylist at Nordstrom for 5+ years. Oh, and wow. All I was styling there, I was also growing my own business. And so now I have my own business as a personal stylist and I have clients of my own.
Are there any? So, but didn't you, I feel like you dressed someone pretty famous, celeb in Austin, right? Didn't you dress a football player?
I did.
Yeah.
And so let's be clear. I choose who I style.
That's great, though. That's amazing that you have that option.
Yeah, right. For me, it has to deal with connection. It has to deal with personality. Yeah. Yeah. And so I did dress now he's in the NFL, but he was the running back for Texas. Yeah. John Robinson. I styled him, loved him. He is amazing. He is amazing. Yes. He is amazing. Yes. If all of the celebrities were like him, sign me up. Because yes, he's amazing. And so now, of course, he plays for Atlanta Falcons. And so I no longer style him anymore. But yes, I had a moment with him, and it was great.
That's awesome. That's great. And I love that, you know, I love that you focus too on working with women who you do connect with and who you do feel like it would really benefit, because I think it is such a personal thing, right? Your wardrobe, and you don't want to, you know, try to help someone that doesn't have the vision or doesn't really want the help. They just want you to tell them what they want to hear.
Exactly.
So I think it's important. I'm sure you've run across that more often than not.
And honestly, closets are, like you said, it's very intimate. You know, we hold a lot of baggage. We hold a lot of, there's a lot of mental help.
Yes.
Because
you come in and you help, like you'll come in. I remember because I talked about doing this, and I am going to do this with you. And I've told several friends, I'm like, I just, you know, I'm the type of person, I'll admit my faults, tying me down to commit to something like that, because I do view it as a luxury for myself. And I'm like, well, once I have time for that, but I need to put it first, you know, and I'm going to. But I've told all my friends, I'm going to get styled by Jasmine. I can't wait. But I know a big part of that, too, is kind of going through, or the option to go through your current closet and your wardrobe and possibly clean out some things, right, that don't work. And it's not that I'm attached to the things, but I'm attached to the idea that I will one day say, where is that shirt? And then I was like, oh, no, I threw it out. But I've got to get over it. Definitely. I can imagine that's a common thing.
That is definitely a common thing. It's, I mean, whether you're holding on to it because you think you might wear it, whether it's a gold piece, you're like, oh, I'm going to get back into it. Or it holds a memory, right? So it holds a memory like, oh, I wore this when this, or, oh, I remember when I had this on because XYZ, or someone gave this to me. So it's kind of like one of those things where we do go through, and I am gentle. I'm a gentle giant in the beginning. But it's interesting what happens during the process, because during the process, as we're going through each piece, we're talking about each piece, and slowly but surely my client begins to see, oh, okay, I don't need this. And it becomes easier, right? So in the beginning, it is difficult. It can be difficult, right?
Yeah.
To let go, or, oh, I spent way too much money on this. I can't possibly, you know, give away this $500, you know, jacket or whatever. And I'm like, okay, but are you wearing it?
Are you going to wear it? Yeah, I know. I feel like you always go back to that question. When did you wear it last?
and if you're not wearing it, then why is it here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And someone would probably love to have that and wear it.
And so actually, that's one of the biggest things that I've been working on here recently, which is my well-suited program, which is essentially where I take my clients who have plenty of clothes that they need to, you know, let go of or release that no longer fitting or working. And I actually take curated pieces and I actually style domestic violence survivors or postpartum moms with those pieces. So it's kind of like a twofer, if you will, but they actually, those people actually get a full service by myself. And so that's kind of like my upcycle, if you will, versus just taking it to Goodwill or Salvation Army or any of the thrift stores that are around. I really, because they need to go to a good home, right?
Yes. And that would totally get me, I would be more motivated to give things away knowing that. So that's huge. Exactly. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it has cost a lot of my clients to a little bit easier to mm-hmm. get rid of, to let go of, because they're like, oh, someone else definitely needs this. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Versus me just taking it or them just putting it in a bag and then it goes to, you know, Salvation Army and then they make money off of it, you know? So it's a beautiful thing. And it's something that I'm very passionate about and that I've been working on and I'm really grateful for it.
That's amazing. So you come in, you're coming in person, you're looking at the clothes someone has, the outfits, kind of piecing some things together, but then you're also going back and based on their personal style or like what they need things for, whether it's work or play events, and then purchasing some clothes for them to try, and you come back for a full session, and then there's a try on and talking through the pieces and all that. Is that pretty much?
Yeah. So there's definitely, you know, sections to this, if you will. Of course, the first one is my, you know, wardrobe edit, which is essentially, you know, we're coming in and we're going in, we're talking through each piece, and then release it or alter it or we keep it in the closet. And then sometimes we repurpose it or just look at it with a fresh eye, with a new styling technique or anything like that. And so that's kind of like one service. Then there's another service where I come in and I say, okay, now that we've done this, or if that's not what you want and you just kind of want to start here, like you're like, I just want a whole new thing. Like I just need a whole new wardrobe. Bring me all the clothes, bring me all the accessories, bring me all the shoes, bring me all the things. And then, so what I do is then I bring everything. I bring a very curated boutique rack of clothes and wardrobe, really, from top to bottom, accessories, shoes, the whole nine. And then I style that rack for you. And we can also take pieces from your current wardrobe and add that into the outfit looks, right? But then I also do, you know, travel packing and things like that. But those are just kind of like, not necessarily one-offs, but like event styling. Those are like specific. Yes. Those are the two big ones.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. I think, you know, for me, I have a lot of, and we've talked about this, but I have a lot of outfits, but they're not styled outfits, right? So I could be doing a lot more with what I have to look more put together. Because, you know, you see those women and you're like, it's just all flows together really well. Like the jewelry, the belts, the shoes, all the, like the jacket, whatever. And it just looks so put together. So that's what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to have you put those things together for me because I have a lot of basics and I have a lot of things that look fine, but not like where I want to be. So yeah, I think that's a great service. And I think a lot of women in this town, I had someone actually reach out to me. I sent your way a few weeks ago or last week, but yeah, I want to spread the word about what you're doing because I think it is so great. And you're just so easy to get along with and to work with. So, I mean, y'all need to use her. She's great. Good people.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. You know, I've, like I said, I've worked with a lot of different people and a lot of different personalities. And, you know, it's funny when you get into the closet because it's personal. It's personal. Yeah. It's very personal. And so, you know, you have to kind of, not Jedi mind trick people, but you do kind of have to come in and be gentle. But also at the same time, like, also, why did you hire me? You hired
What's the
me.
Point?
Yep. We need to get this done.
Yeah.
So let's make sure that it's worth your time and your money and your energy to get this done. But also, you know, it's okay to let a few things go. It's okay. You're ready. Yes. I promise you're ready.
Yes. And maybe there's champagne involved too to help ease the pain.
I do definitely provide a spread of goodies.
Love it.
Clients to make it a little bit easier to part ways with these for sure.
What else? Okay, what else is going on with you? You have two babies. Adorable. I mean, not so much babies, the older one, I know, but still babies.
Yes, I have two under two. Well, I guess they're not under two anymore, but technically they're two under two. So 2.5 and 1 year old. And so that's another thing that for me, my journey, especially now, you know, postpartum journey was huge for me because I'm not dressing that same person that I was 3 years ago, right? The girl that was 3 years ago, even the girl that was 10 years ago, right? You know, she's different. But the girl that was three years ago before starting to have kids, babies, now fast forward, body is different, right?
Yeah.
And even in that process, you know, breastfeeding and all those types of things, like I had to find clothes that I could easily get to be accessible to my team, right? And so not everything was tight, and not everything was, you know, there was a lot of buttons, there was a lot of, like, you know, easy t-shirts to lift up, things like that. And so my style has definitely changed. My body, most importantly, has changed. Even recently, I did, which I normally don't, I normally on my social media, you will see a lot of, you will see a lot of my clients, because I want to showcase my clients and not necessarily me, because I truly believe if you call yourself a stylist, you're styling other people, not yourself, right? So a lot of times on social media, you'll see people call themselves stylists or, you know, fashion influencers or whatever, but they're styling themselves, and they're experts styling themselves, not styling people, right?
And so
I recently, though, did my own style session for myself, and I literally had a breakdown in the middle of it, right? But it was because I realized I'm not styling the same girl that I was last year, or the year before last, or the year before that, right? And so I made an effort, and sometimes it's just one piece that can change your whole idea, your whole look, your whole wardrobe. And that's exactly what happened. I put on a pair of, which is my go-to favorite, and I know you have some, and we've talked about those Spanx leggings. I put those on, and literally it changed everything about my entire session for myself. It really boosted confidence versus to get into something else. And so it really just does take one piece.
Oh, and that is my favorite piece still. Give me all the faux leather Spanx.
I mean, because too, as a mommy, it has to be functional. It has to be practical.
It does.
You have to be able to run around. You have to be able to move. And so that's my that's definitely one of my go-to pieces.
And they feel so good. Like, they just squeeze everything, but not too tight. And it looks good. And they're amazing. Like, best. How's your husband doing? Is he, what's he? Okay, I saw something pop up. Because Saint is his brand, right? Or yours together?
So it's Nick's brand. So he cut and sells his fabric and his garments. And so he makes everything.
He creates all his own things.
All of his own things. So he has a fashion line where he does tops, bottoms, really like more athletic attire. He does bags, he does hats, everything really to curate that whole like streetwear athleisure vibe.
It's really cute. Like, I loved that red Saint bag that I saw pop up, I think, the other day, and I was like, whoa, I might need that. That's really cute.
He officially launched Saint Alexander in 2020 during COVID, and we kind of, as well as while we were building this house, but the brand started really taking off, and we started doing lots of pop-ups. We started doing, we started traveling a lot. With all that, we were having a lot of success, and we actually got placement in a store called Kicking It in the Domain. And our stuff was really going. I mean, it was really moving. But because Nick is very particular about his quality, from the sewing, from the material aspect, from every aspect, he is very, very particular. And we just could not keep up with the demand, because we were trying to hire people, and quality just wasn't there. And as everybody knows, trying to hire somebody in America is kind of expensive, which we were okay with, but we still wanted to make sure that the quality was there. And so we couldn't really pull that off. And so we had to pull out of the store. And then, of course, fast forward, we were having kids, we were trying to build this house. And so now he is, you know, he's coming back out. He's relaunching St. Alexander. And so it's coming.
That's exciting. And I'm sure that was a whole experience for y'all, working, kind of working together and traveling and, you know, starting a business. I mean, I have done it with my husband, and it is, you have to have a solid foundation to get through that and to navigate those boundaries. So yeah, kudos to you for trying that. I think it's amazing. And I don't know about y'all, but it made us even stronger, you know, as a couple. So definitely, it was a good experience.
You realize you have each other's back. And the great thing about Nick and I is that we're both into fashion. So, but however, we're also really good about understanding each other's lanes. Right. So we understand we are both creative individuals. Right. But he's creative in one aspect, and then I'm creative in a different aspect. So I'm creative in the sense of business. Right. I'm creative in the sense of like curating things to make them look a certain kind of way in the total package of how is this going to look to the customer or to the client when they get it, you know, when they're visiting a website, or I'm thinking more like that. He's creative in the sense of like building this wardrobe and really with his hands and everything like that. And so because we were focused on each other's lane and not trying to cross, it worked really well.
That's awesome.
Always, people were always like, how do y'all work?
I know.
We stay in our lanes, you know, we don't cross over, you know, and that kind of thing. You know, we
recognize what you're good at and acknowledge what you're not and not try to be something you're not, do something that you're not great at. Your new relationship with your husband, because it is one when you have kids, something new, and take that time and soak it all in. And then, you know, I've noticed over my life, you go through these spurts. You're like, okay, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's focus more on, you know, some fun things in my career now. And then you'll have times when you're like, okay, I need a break. I need some family time. So I think that's great. And I'm excited for y'all as y'all are kind of going back into the creating stages and work stuff. Awesome. And then, okay. So you launched a new website, right? Or updated your website, I saw. So I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes for everyone. Is that the best way for people to reach out if they want to be styled by you?
Absolutely. They can go to my website. They can go to my Instagram as well. At Jasmine Carr. They can also email me or send me a text or whatever. But website is totally fine.
Perfect. I'll put the website in the show notes and then I'll put your email. I'll drop that one too, just in case. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I just adore you. And we need to meet up soon again for maybe some coffee or wine or something. And
definitely chat. Coffee and
stay
wine.
Stay in contact.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.